Hit a home run and get pre-approved for your next refinance or home purchase at thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com, and we're coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios. 14 brands, 10 locations. See more at fuse.com. Well, we have Brian Walton coming up, and obviously uncertain times with the game of baseball, but how does it affect the minor leaguers? We know there's no major league games. There's no minor league games, but it goes well beyond that. Maybe the draft and kids that aren't playing right now. What happens with them coming up in the draft? What happens to minor leaguers in terms of what they're paid for spring training? How do they get paid in the regular season? If and when the season starts, how would that work? Would rosters be different? Looking at the minor leagues, it's very, very complicated, and we'll get into that with Brian Walton of thecardinalnation.com. Triad Bank, that's where I do my banking, with Scoops with DannyMac.com. Walk through their doors. There's Jim Regna to greet you with a smile and a cup of coffee. TriadBanking.com. We're coming to you in brilliant clarity thanks to the good folks at Lordo's Diamonds. Please support all these sponsors. As you can imagine, these are difficult times for everyone. And if you have the means, you have the time, please support the sponsors that support us. Coming up, we visit with Brian Walton of thecardinalnation.com.
Hey, Blues fans, join the party all season long at Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill and one of their 11 area locations. Great food and drink specials available during every Blues game. It is your home for Blues hockey. Remember, if the Blues score five any game this season, you get Hot Shots legendary tacos for $1 each the next day. Find a Hot Shots near you at hotshotsnet.com. Proud partner of the St. Louis Blues. I hope you know about the Schnucks Rewards app. If for some reason you don't, where have you been? The whole city has been downloading this. If you're a Schnucks Rewards member, you're going to earn points. And the next time you're at Schnucks, you can use those points for money off. Digital coupons on the items you want most. Download the Schnucks Rewards app. Get the app that gets you.
It is a Wednesday, and that means it's time to visit with Brian Walton of thecardinalnation.com. And even though baseball and all sports have stopped, that doesn't mean we can't talk about what's happening with the Cardinals minor league system, what has happened in our world, how that affects the minor leaguers going forward. Brian, as always, from thecardinalnation.com. So if you're looking for a sports fix, if you're looking for a Cardinals fix, head to thecardinalnation.com. Brian, good morning. I hope you're safe. And as always, thanks for doing this.
Well, it's great to be here on one hand, Dan, but I was hoping you and I would be face-to-face down in Jupiter in spring training. But obviously the events across the world with the coronavirus have dispersed all of us, including, of course, the players and the coaches at the major and the minor league level.
Yeah, absolutely. How does this affect the minor leagues? We talk a lot about the major leagues, but how does this affect what's happening right now with minor league baseball?
As we've talked about in our earlier podcasts, the minor league schedule was offset from the major league schedule this spring. So literally, as the decisions were being made on an hourly basis about what to do, the minor leaguers had reported to camp, gone through their physicals, and were ready to start taking the field to do their drills. And that included the first wave of the guys sent down from major league camp. But as the decisions came down across baseball to ultimately disperse, what happened was the Cardinals, and like all other organizations, basically helped those players who needed it to get airplane tickets and sent everybody home. And so just as we don't know when the major league season will begin and when major league spring training 2.0 begins, same for the minor leaguers. They'll need to, of course, come back. And unlike the major leaguers, they weren't fully ramped up yet. So, it may even take them a tad bit longer. The one announcement that was made by Minor League Baseball that said their regular season, which would have begun on April 9th, Thursday, April 9th, is postponed indefinitely. So at this point in time, we don't know any more about the minor leagues than the major leagues, other than their normal season, which is 5 months from April through Labor Day, will also be shortened in some way. And while on the major league side, there's been some talk, could we continue the regular season, another month or however long to try to make up the games? Minor league baseball, I suspect that may not happen because Labor Day, traditionally being the time when all kids are finally back to school, and some even go back sooner, but, getting fans to attend minor league baseball games in September when you've got local high school football and college football going and all, just won't be feasible financially. So this is just my guess, is that the minor league baseball season will still end when it always ends, and it'll just be shortened by, you know, whatever the delay turns out to be.
However, having said that, this is also about player development. And, yeah, you want to have, you know, folks in the seats and you want to have people watching. There's no debating that. And so I just wonder, though, if and when baseball comes back, if they just say, the heck with, you know, look, whoever we get in the seats is fine, but yet we need to see these players to continue to develop. And if we need to extend the season, we got to do it because we got to keep these players on the field and we got to develop them. I mean, that's part of this too. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. You're on a fascinating point here, Dan. And it's one I hadn't really put two and two together until just now when I heard your comment. Now, remember that under the current business as usual approach, the major league roster in September this year was going to be limited to 28 players. So where in the past there was this mass call up of players from AAA to augment the major league rosters for the final month, that is no longer the case. So now let's take the scenario that Major League Baseball extends the regular season through October, an extra month. There would be 2 months in which players, the 28-man roster, those players who are injured would have no one in the minor leagues playing to call in to replace them. Because, of course, normally when somebody's injured in St. Louis, the call goes to Memphis, somebody hops in a car and shoots up I-55 and they're there the next morning. That won't be the case if you've got 2 months of potential major league play when there's no minor league games going on. So to your point, yes, they could in fact say, hey, we'll keep some level of minor league play going, if nothing else, just to have a pipeline of players for the major leaguers.
The Cardinals did make an announcement this past week in terms of some of the payment for minor league players. What happened with that?
That's right. Several organizations did it on their own. The Cardinals have now another one who have jumped in, and it hasn't been consistent yet across the game. But to back up, minor league players are only paid from opening day until the last game of the season. That's when their salary is paid. So the players that were in camp for spring training were not receiving salary. However, they did receive a daily per diem to help them with meals and that kind of thing. So what the Cardinals announced is that they would continue to pay those per diem for their minor league players during this work stoppage. It's not a huge amount of money. I don't know what spring training per diem is, but during the regular season, it's $25 a day minus clubhouse fees. So, but at least the Cardinals are providing some money to these minor league players because they're in a really bad situation, Dan. And this isn't just Cardinals minor leaguers. This is all minor leaguers. In most states, I think pretty much every state, these players cannot file for unemployment because they are still under contract. And because they must be able to report back at any time, whenever spring training will start again, they can't get unemployment, and it's difficult to find a job, not only because of what's going on in the economy, but because an employer turns to the minor league player and says, okay, can I count on you through June? And a player says, no, I don't know. When they call me back, I've got to leave. And if that's tomorrow, it's tomorrow. So, you know, there's a lot of financial hardship now for these players who, as we've discussed before and has been discussed widely, don't make that much money anyway.
It's amazing what has happened here and the trickle-down effect with minor league players. And just trying to get them into camp is one thing, and then trying to get them quickly out of camp is another. I can't imagine what Gary the Rock and John Vooch and John Mozeliak and Michael Gersh were going through trying to get all these players back to their states or, in some cases, back to the Dominican Republic.
Yeah, Gary LaRocque, the farm director, his right-hand man, Tony Ferrara, is the guy that's really in charge of that. And Tony just does yeoman work behind the scenes to ensure not only players, and that during the season, this is when anybody's promoted or they have to go back to Jupiter for rehab or, roving coaches. I mean, he's basically the travel director for the entire system. And normally, you know, you don't have to move 175 people all in one day. So I can only imagine what it was like at the end of last week. And for them to be able to pull that off and to, you know, get everybody home safely was, great behind the scenes work that's done. That, you know, a lot of times we don't think about it. We just assume, you know, all this stuff happens magically.
You know, the Cardinals pulled their guys off the road in terms of scouts. And this is when you really do get the chance to see a lot of the minor league players of other systems. You get to see your own players clearly, too, as many of those scouts and guys that are special advisors to John Mozeliak will come into camp, whether it be Ryan Franklin or Ryan Ludwig, Jason Isringhausen, then the scouting staff. the Cardinals pulled them off the road. And with colleges now saying that most spring sports are done, it's going to be an interesting time in terms of the draft, I think, in trying to figure out, okay, where's our strength? What do we need to do? Who do we need to look at? That is an incredible detail of this that probably gets overlooked beyond just the players being on the field.
Absolutely. And just for the benefit of the audience here, there are basically two kinds of scouts in a major league organization. There are professional scouts and amateur scouts. So the professional scouts were the first ones pulled off the road, and they're the guys that are scouting other organizations at the major and minor league level to determine guys that, you know, might be trade targets or if they become free agents or whatever it is. So the professional scouts are pulled off the road, and it makes sense because there's no professional action being played. Now, the amateur scouts, those are the players that work under Randy Flores, the scouting director, and they're scouting high school and college players to pick up, you know, hopefully in the June draft. So with prep and college baseball seasons being canceled, along with all the other sports, and there's been no word yet about the College World Series, but one would assume that won't be held as well. How do they go out and determine who these guys are that they want to target for this June? Now, there's been no statement about the June draft, which was scheduled to be held June 10th through 12th in Omaha in conjunction with the College World Series. But you got to think, my gosh, how can you hold a draft if you can't get looks at the players? And so then that, there's a domino effect on that says, okay, if there you don't have 40 more players coming into the system, you know, will you still have all the minor, will you have enough players available to staff all the minor league teams for a short season? Because as we were talking about earlier, the season that's been delayed are for the full season teams. So that's AAA, AA, High A. Then there's the short season clubs, which in the Cardinal system is State College, Johnson City, Gulf Coast League, Dominican Summer League. And those schedules don't start until after the draft, so in roughly in the second half of June. So, you know, there's going to be this whole domino effect that's going to affect not only the play this year, but potentially the pipeline as well. Because if there's no draft, then there's not that whole fresh new group of players. And to the players' benefit, you know, you would hope, at least I would hope, and I think you agree with this, Dan, you know, these seniors, these upperclassmen in college who are hoping this last year to be their final year, hopefully they'll be given another year of eligibility in NCAA so they can finish their college careers. But that could then also mean an interruption in the professional pipeline.
Absolutely. And then it has a trickle-down effect for the lesser schools, too. When I say lesser, I mean competition-wise in terms of the level of it. Those are Division I players, but what about, and especially in baseball, D2, junior colleges, those kind of things, high school kids that are 18 that could get drafted, and do they think about signing? That's something to think about as well, which is different than the other major professional sports.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, you combine that with the plans that Major League Baseball has announced for next year, for 2021, which is to potentially remove classification from 42 minor league teams, put a greater emphasis on independent ball. You know, it's going to be a very interesting, we thought that maybe this year was the last year of the current normal. But you know, obviously chances are reasonable at this point in time that it's going to affect the draft and the pipeline in 2020, even, you know, putting aside this whole discussion of are they going to contract teams and get rid of whole leagues and that thing, we're going to, you know, see next year.
Yeah, I find it really fascinating, too, with guys like Cody Whitley or maybe a Dylan Carlson that were on the cusp of making a major league roster. I don't think Whitley would have. Carlson certainly was in the conversation, and yet they don't have major league time. Whitley is not on the 40-man roster. Correct me if I'm wrong. Dylan Carlson, you know, I mean, these are things that you got to think about going forward, and it really does complicate what you're trying to do if you're Major League Baseball or in this case, the St. Louis Cardinals.
That's right. And so one of the discussions that's still going on with Major League Baseball and the Players Association right now is, hey, you know, what are we going to do for the players on the 40-man roster? What are we going to do for the players in Major League camp who aren't on the 40-man roster, who don't have the guarantee of a Major League contract? And, I mean, you know, you talk about a Cody Whitley. He's a guy that maybe in the new world would have slipped through the cracks. He was a 27th rounder from Mount Olive. You know, if they cut the draft down and, you know, change the world going forward, the Cody Whitleys are the kind of guys who probably aren't going to get a professional contract. And now, you know, here we're talking about a guy who's impressed and, you know, is on the cusp of the major leagues. You know, maybe not unlike a Trevor Rosenthal was, you know, 6 or 7 years ago.
We did have games down here. I'm curious, was there any minor league player that was in Major League camp that really caught your eye during this camp?
Well, I think that all the attention on Dylan Carlson, and rightfully so, folks maybe didn't notice that Nolan Gorman really played up as well. The wild swings at the strikes outside the zone really weren't there. I think he maybe only had 8 strikeouts or something this spring. Played very, very solidly. And we're, again, talking about a young man who is still in A-ball. So I think that, you know, this could be the season in which Nolan Gorman, assuming he gets to Double-A Springfield, you know, could have the kind of breakout that Carlson had in 2019.
It's all aboard the newest restaurant in St. Louis, the Train Shed at Union Station. Perfect place before and after Blues and Cardinal games. Historic St. Louis Union Station is downtown's newest dining destination with Train Shed's creative pub and the Soda Fountain's modern diner. The Train Shed at Union Station, hair saloon for men. You'll receive the perfect haircut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all for just $22. Hair Saloon for Men.
Lou Fuse, we are St. Louis.
Dan McLaughlin here to tell you about the hometown automotive family I trust the most, the Lou Fuse Automotive Network, and you know they are St. Louis. Lou Fuse has been a part of St. Louis for over 7 decades. They're proud to support St. Louis and the surrounding areas with cars, youth, sports, and charitable efforts. 14 brands, 10 locations. Just visit Fuse.com to start shopping today.
Lou Fuse, we are St. Louis.
You're a guy that makes a living off of baseball. You watch how guys prepare for a regular season. I'm curious if and when baseball says, okay, here's the arbitrary date that we're coming back. How long do you think it takes for guys at the major league level, those that have been kind of amped up, to get ready if you take – so, for instance, if you take a month off, how much then does it make – the preparation of spring training 2.0 in terms of days or weeks, get ready for a regular season or an opening day? And I guess it depends on whether or not you can carry X amount of pitchers, and that's a debate for another time. But how much time do you think that Major League Baseball would give for a spring training of sorts?
Well, John Mozeliak's been quoted as saying at least 2 weeks. I think I've seen you actually talk about maybe 3 weeks. So, you know, definitely it's going to be some number of days. And I think you touched on the key point, Dan, and that is, will they begin with 26-man rosters? Because if they do, that's going to take some more time to get pitching ready. Or could they relax the number of days that a player has to stay in the majors before they're sent down to the minors? Because, of course, they changed the rule back to 15 days this year because they didn't want this manipulation of rosters. The point being, pitchers take a while to ramp up. And we just saw in the final week of spring training, I think, Wainwright and maybe Martinez both went 5 innings, but most of the guys, you know, hadn't been built up yet. So with a 26-man roster and a maybe even a condensed schedule, Dan, where they have to play more games in a shorter period of time to try to make up for lost time, how do they have enough pitching to get the job done? Hitters can probably come along a little more quickly. So a lot is going to depend on not only how much do they compress spring training 2.0, but do they make any accommodations for roster sizes to handle this additional perceived need for pitching?
To your knowledge, and I know how the Cardinals have handled it with the major league guys, they basically have given them things to work on until they come back in Jupiter and ramp it up 2.0. You know, hey, work on this. This is a way to stay in shape. Do this, do that. To your knowledge, had they done that with some of the minor league guys with, you know, the Cardinals front office and said, okay, here's something that you need to do to stay in shape or to be ready to go on date X? I mean, do you know anything that they're doing with the minor leaguers in terms of staying in contact with them in that regard?
I do not know that yet. Communications have been a little tight, and to be honest, I've tried not to bother them because I know they've been busy lately. But I do know in a normal offseason, they not only give the players – to-do list, basically things to work on, they have what are called performance camps, and they bring in small groups of players, and this isn't really talked about much, they bring in small groups of players all winter long to see how they're doing in conditioning, to work with them on their strength programs. So it's really a year-round investment that they're making in these players. It's not like the old days where players went home and, you know, got a job stocking groceries or whatever and came back in the spring and got in shape then. So, you know, given the investment that the organization's put in these players, you know, I'm pretty confident that the Cardinals will be in communication with their players to make sure that when they do report, they'll be in as good a condition as they possibly can be, whether we're talking about major leaguers or minor leaguers.
And finally, Brian, for folks that are looking for a baseball fix, you have your annual prospect guide that is out that looks at the top prospects of the St. Louis Cardinals. Tell us about that.
Well, folks, have hopefully heard about our 2020 prospect guide, 221 pages of information about all the players in the Cardinals system, and specifically focused on about 62 of the best prospects. And so we go into all kinds of detail on them from both a history and a scouting perspective. We go into a full review of last season, the 2019 season, and talk about awards and hitting and pitching leaders. We go into detail on history. So we look at the past drafts and the past international classes and those players that, you know, how much were they paid and how did they eventually progress in their career. So just a whole wealth of information, not only about top prospects, but about the Cardinals minor league system. And it's an excellent resource, and I've got nothing but very, very positive feedback from those who have purchased it in either the PDF version or in the spiral bound printed version, which includes not only tons of information, but dozens and dozens of color photos of Cardinals players in action.
You can find that at thecardinalnation.com, thecardinalnation.com. Hey, Brian, thanks so much. And again, we'll catch up next week. I appreciate it.
Take care, Dan.